Hello, 103. We're going to do another question today. Question out of chapter five. Question on elasticity. So here's a situation where you've been given a demand function. It takes the form of an equation. So on the left-hand side, we have quantity demanded. On the right-hand side, we have 20 minus 2p, where p is the relative price of this good. And we've got a table underneath that we have to fill out. So this is purely just a mechanical issue. So we're asked to calculate the quantity demanded, given the price. We're asked to calculate the total revenue and the price elasticity. So that's what we'll do. We'll just, we'll go from there. So how do I figure out, if I can come along here now, did I forget to do something here? Do that. So how do we figure out what the quantity is that's demanded? We simply take the price, in this case 8, and we plug it into the equation up here. So we would get the quantity demanded is 20 units minus 2 times 8. 2 times 8 is 16. 20 minus 16, well, that sounds like 4. So 4 is the quantity demanded at that point. Now, do the same thing. So we take 7. 2 times 7 is 14. 20 minus 14, that sounds like 6. And just do the 7. Same for this. We're going to get 8. Then we're going to get 10. Then we're going to get 12. And then we're going to finally get 14. Each one of these numbers was just calculated by taking the price, 6. Plug it in, 2 times 6 is 12, 20 minus 12 is 8, there you go. Now to get the total revenue, that's pretty straightforward too, because total revenue is just price times quantity. So we'll just take the 8 and multiply it by the 4, and what do we get? Well, 4 times 8, that's $32. What about 7 times 6? That's $42. 8 times 6? That's $48. And then is that $50 next? 4 times 12, that's $48. And 3 times 13, that's 42. So those ones were all pretty simple. What about the elasticity? Well, what do we know about elasticity? We know that elasticity is equal to the percentage change in the quantity that's demanded of this good, divided by the percentage change in the price of this good. Now, from the book, you know that this is equal to 1 over the slope of the demand curve times the price divided by the quantity. Now, because we've got a linear demand curve, the slope is constant. And you might be thinking the slope is minus 2, but it's actually not. The slope is minus 1/2. So this is actually 1 over negative 1/2. Why is it 1/2? Why are you stuck there? Remember that price is on the vertical axis and quantity is on the horizontal axis. But quantity is our dependent variable here. And so economists kind of mix it up and put quantity on the horizontal axis, not the vertical axis. So this negative 2 here is actually 1 over the slope. So the slope is actually minus 1/2. Well, 1 over minus 1/2 is just equal to minus 2. So our elasticity is just minus 2 times the price divided by quantity. So I come over here and I say, well, price is 8, quantity is 4, 8 divided by 4 is 2, multiplied by minus 2, that gets me elasticity of minus 4. Here, if I do the same thing, I'm going to get price divided by Q, 7 divided by 6, times 2, that turns out to equal negative 2.33. This one is equal to minus 1.5. This one is equal to minus 1. We can do that one. 5 divided by 10 is a half, multiplied by 2 is 1. This one here is minus 0.66, and here we have minus 3/7. Oops. Okay. So that's fairly straightforward. Now, what can we notice about a few things here? Notice one, that when the price goes down by 1 unit each time, the quantity demanded is increasing by 2. That's just a reflection of this term here. We notice that total revenue is increasing at first, but then it starts to decrease after that. So we know that up here we're in the elastic region of the demand curve. Down here we must be in the inelastic region. Okay. We can cover more about that later. But basically, there you have it. There's how you would fill out that form, that question.